Welcome to Two Lacquered Ladies, the podcast about nail polish and nail art by the ladies who stream it. I'm Stephanie, aka Fanaticure, on every social media platform that matters. I'm an unprofessional nail artist, and I like to make fan art on my nails.
Howdy, my name is Danny, and you can find me as Danny Shout online. I'm a science educator by day and a nail art hobbyist by night. On stream, I like to create scenes with themes on my nails.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Two Lacquered Ladies.
Happy New Year. It's 2025 by the time this episode comes out.
You are so right. We just wished Happy New Year's to our editor via the recording. And then I was like still surprised when Danny was like, Happy New Year. Like, what?
I know. It's really not a big deal this year. I don't feel like anyone's particularly excited. And that's okay. You know, the pressure is off for 2025. We survived 2024 and we are going to coast 2025.
Absolutely. I think that you're right. I think that if we go into this year with just very low expectations, let's just have the expectation be we literally survive, because then if we fail, it's not going to matter anyway. You're not going to care.
Yeah.
You're not going to notice.
Yeah. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
We survived, but maybe we will thrive. And speaking of thriving, Danny is thriving and living her best life right now in our brand new merch that she designed. Yes. Tell everybody about your merch.
I don't expect anyone to buy this except for me. I don't know why this stuck in my head in such a funny way that I wanted it on a hoodie. I wanted it to physically exist in this universe. But yes, it is a absolutely horrifying Canva mashup of two hands that says, I'm holding space in queer media, designed by Steph and myself. And it is to commemorate the weird interview of the Wicked cast where Ariana Grande was just holding the nail of the other lady whose name I can't think of right now.
Cynthia Erivo. Only know her name because I have talked about this interview so many times.
It's so uncomfortable and it's so funny. And they use the phrase holding space wrong. It's hilarious. I don't even care about this movie or these people, but that interview, that will go down in history.
It really will. It really will. Let me give the audience a little bit. If you're not familiar with this interview, so of course there's Wicked. I do and don't care about Wicked because I was in theater when the initial one came out. And so I was like, oh, this. But anyway, I was pretty negative on the movie. I've only heard good things about it, so I'm hoping to see it eventually and enjoy it. But yeah, it was such a quick succession of just memeable, quotable moments. So first, it's Glinda and Elphaba from Wicked sitting on one side, and an interviewer for Out Magazine, which is a queer magazine, on the other side. And bam, 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 the interviewer goes, people out there are really holding space with the lyrics of Defying Gravity, which, like, if you know what holding space means, it just basically means like listening to somebody and letting them like speak their piece. It does not really make sense. I mean, I guess it kind of can if you like squint.
Yeah. But like you gotta tilt your head, you gotta squint and be like, huh? Yeah.
Adjust. You did what?
Push your glasses up.
I guess you could be holding space for Elphaba, be like, yeah, tell your truth, girl. Like, yeah. So she says that. Then Cynthia Erivo like reacts with this like very like, oh, I didn't know that. And then she goes, that's what I wanted. Which Hubs and I have been saying that about like everything.
That's what I wanted.
I'll be like, here's your Brussels sprouts. It'll be like, that's what I wanted. Then what's her name? Glinda.
Oh my God, my brain just went blank as well. Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande, yeah. She then takes Cynthia Erivo's hand, and she has a very, very long, fancy nail. And like Cynthia Erivo does, not Ariana Grande. And like takes her finger and like rubs her finger and her nail a little bit, which is incredible.
It was, yeah. It's intimate and motion. Then
it really was. It really was. You have to wonder if, like, after they get in their limo after and they're like, the passion takes over them and she just has to, like, continue rubbing the finger.
Right. Gosh, if a coworker tried to rub my finger that way, well, it depends on the coworker, but most of them I would, you know, that remember that vine of that lady on the bus that she yanks her hand away?
Yes.
It'd be me. Don't touch me.
I'd probably just turn to them and be like, that's what I wanted.
That's what I wanted.
We would just be playing chicken with who's a weirded out. Yeah. So yeah, then it goes back to the interviewer who is like very surprised by this show of emotion. And she's like, well, I just saw some posts about this and I'm in queer media. And that's how it ends. So it's just this like really fast paced, like holding space. That's what I wanted. Finger grab. I'm in queer media.
And yeah, we took that to heart.
We did. We're in queer media, technically.
But who knows what any of that interview meant exactly.
Okay, well, she, I mean, at the moment, I think she meant it because she worked for Out Magazine. However, there has been an interview, at least one, with the interviewer. And much like everybody might have guessed, she was just saying stuff. Yeah. There wasn't even posts. Like, it was just her friend basically was like, I'm really vibing with the lyrics to Defying Gravity. So she decided to bring that up in the interview. And then Cynthia Erivo, and this is like from the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
Cynthia Erivo had such a big reaction to it that this woman did not expect.
Yeah.
That she felt the need to like back herself up, but then she lied.
Yeah.
And then she was like, I'm in queer media. Which she agrees was like the weirdest thing to say. So how human?
Yeah.
Honestly, I love her for that.
It's a beautiful moment. So yeah, we made a hoodie
really
out
was.
Of it.
We did.
It really did define the end of 2024. Just saying stuff. Just being human.
Yeah.
Just doing our thing.
We're just holding space in queer media.
Holding space.
Like everybody is.
Yeah, exactly. For us, maybe it's more taking up space. Who knows? I don't know what we're contributing, but we're having a good time.
Filling space.
Filling space.
And what's also filling space is Pantone's color of the year.
Yeah. No, I feel like Mocha Mousse. Pantone's 2025 color of the year really is the right vibe for how everyone's feeling about the new year. I keep seeing this meme pop up and it's so funny. It's like, I don't want a new year. How about a, like a gently used 2018? You know, if it's in good condition. Like, yeah, I want a used year. I want a new year. But yeah, this poop brown color, I think, is great. It's setting those nice low expectations we talked about. Because brown is beautiful. You know, we love brown. It's a little weird to have it as the color of the year. I think most people expect, you know, something a little more exciting. But nah, we're going into 2025 with brown. In fact, it's the same color brown of the super cheap dirt we just bought to fill in all the dog holes in our backyard. 2025, baby.
2025, the year of dog holder.
Yeah, dog holder.
I don't ever really care about the Pantone color of the year, except for the fact that people around me care about it. But I'm always disappointed.
I mean, yeah, it's a paint company, I think. I don't actually pay that much attention.
Yeah.
And it's a marketing thing. Like, it's just for fun. It doesn't mean anything. Would I paint my house Mocha Mousse? Absolutely not. But if you want to, it's your year, baby.
But yeah, definitely super boring. This is a very exciting color for beige moms everywhere.
Yeah, it's your year, beige moms.
Expanding their palette. Yeah, it's your year. But yeah, so let us know if you are excited about the Pantone color of the year. Let us know if you enjoy the Pantone color of the year.
Yeah, yeah. Because I feel like you said most people don't care about it. I mean, I wouldn't care about it after January 10th. I'm just going to give an arbitrary date. I don't think about Pantone Color Year after I'm done talking about it. But if you like, I personally like things of the year and, you know, like, oh, this is like the theme or whatever. It's fun. It's just for fun. I don't take any of it seriously, but I want to know. Yeah, I want to know if our audience thinks about it after January 10th.
Let us just into your mind. Let us into your mind palace so that we can like find out what makes somebody who cares about this day. Like, I guess a lot of people do like a brand, and maybe for some people, Pantone is that brand. Mm. I don't really understand that life, but maybe I should. I don't know.
I'd like to know more. Yeah. If you live the Pantone color of the year life, let us know what's up with that.
Speaking, evangelize us. Yeah, really.
Speaking of kind of boring, kind of low key, our last Polish pickup bingo of the year. It was a fun bingo. I only cried from laughter once at tingling sphincters, but
oh,
that was great. But yeah, overall, the theme was masquerade, which apparently just means multichrome, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's fine. It was fine. It was a lot of magnetics, but it was fine.
Yeah. It was a good Polish pickup bingo. For some reason, it was very slow at the start. And I thought that we were going to have like lower numbers than usual. Like maybe people were like busy or doing holiday stuff. Mm-hmm. We actually didn't, but it was still very low key.
Yeah.
It was nice.
It was nice and chill. I still managed to add quite a bit to my wish list that I'll need to pare down. We got a lot of nice of our swatchers, of the people in our community who are swatchers. There was a lot of nice swatches to look at, or squatches, as we're calling them now.
Yeah, we are calling them squatches. And absolutely, it's really nice. So often when I'm like, that's a really nice swatch, it's somebody, did I say squatch or swat? I don't know. They've stopped being words to me now.
Yeah.
It's somebody that we know. Mm-hmm. It's so nice.
We know some good swatchers. So shout out to Lacquerdactyl. Shout out to Paul Nailed It Guys. Shout out to Nicole Loves Nails. Like, just absolutely fantastic swatchers.
But yeah, I mean, it was pretty, like Danny said, there was a lot of multichromes. Also, there was a lot of like this warm, almost red purple with like golds in it.
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
I did save one of those on my wish list. Yeah. You know, they're nice. It's nice to, well, yeah, I was going to say it's nice to not see as much purple, but it's still pretty purplish red. But that's okay. I'll take what I could get. As long as it's not purple.
Yeah, it is still pretty. It's not purple, purple. I do have a purple, purple on my list. I have Painted Polish Gilded Guys. And I actually have been like wearing a lot more dark nail polish recently, so I might even get that. That one's a purple with like, is it a silver or a gold? It's like a muted gold flaky running through it. I think it's so pretty.
It was a very pretty polish pickup, which is not normally what we go for. We like the weird, but it is nice to shop for pretty polish sometimes. Be like, you know, sometimes I don't want to be a weird girl on my fingertips. But the polish that I think I'm most excited about that I'm more than likely going to get is from Swamp Gloss, called Fool of Misrule. And it's like a shimmer with some fun glitters in it. It's really cute. So right up my alley, but still kind of muted, still kind of brownish, you know, still fitting in that Pantone Mocha Mousse vibe, even though it has fun glitter in it. That's just the vibe.
We're living our best Pantone Mocha Mousse lifestyle right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one. Just makes me think of Lord of Misrule, which is a movie. I mean, it's a lot of things, actually. But one of the things is a movie that the director of The Boy directed. And I didn't like it very much. Much like everything I've seen of his besides The Boy. But I don't think I've mentioned this on the podcast. The director of The Boy did like my Brahms cosplay recently and commented on
it. So awesome.
I was so excited. I was like, thank you for The Boy. Thank you for this boy.
The recognition this boy loves you your deserve. Boy. Speaking of recognition deserved, our friend Kadachi has been killing it with these intricate dried nail polish weaving patterns. I don't know how else to like word that to people who don't know. Yeah, you can dry nail polish on a mat and then cut it into shapes and do stuff with it. And Kodachi's doing rocket science with it, with literal basket weaving on her nails. And Holotaco has noticed and reposted and like shouted her out. And is, oh, I'm so excited for her. So it's awesome. They're really beautiful.
I'm so excited for Kodachi.
I'm not willing to sit there and do that because she shows the process and it is like a full, full textile production. It's too much for me, but it's awesome. Go, keep doing you, Kodachi. You're the only one doing it because no one has the patience.
I feel like I have to try at some point. I'm like, maybe I'll just do that on Friday. Maybe
I'll you better just start like
try it out
now. Yeah, because you got to dry your decal now and then cut it into perfectly straight strips. Honestly, that's the step that I'm most scared of. I don't know how to do anything straight. I really don't. There's not a single picture in my house that is hung straight. There is not a single level surface because I just don't know what that means. I don't know how to do that.
You would do well in my house because it's like so old that like it's so old and so kind of DIY over generations and generations that none of the doors are square. Like we've even had doors that have like stopped opening because like they are so not square like to their door frame. And so like when I hang pictures, it's just kind of like, I don't know. Should I like use an actual level? Should I try to make this work? Because it's not going to look level against the wall anyway. Yep.
That's perfect. That's exactly what I need.
Yeah, just a house where it's like, even if you do it right, it's just not, it's just never going to matter. It's just the futility, the house. Seriously, congrats, Kodachi. I love all of your weaving. Just way to make this hobby even more complex and ridiculous.
I know, really.
And like,
way to set the standards even higher.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I need to take even longer to do my nails. And it's because of you, Kodachi. And you've always really been on that cutting edge of this is taking too long. So yeah, I'll link down in the description a link to one of her incredible manis, and you can go follow Kodachi. Kodachi has been just knocking it out of the park for years upon years upon years. And as she says, I'm just doing my nails like everybody else.
No, you're not.
Except for no, you're not.
Stop being humble.
Yeah, you're actually totally whacked out. Endearing.
Yeah. Yeah, whacked out in parentheses, endearing. So yeah, it's the new year. A lot of people are setting goals and talking about goals. So I guess we should talk about some goals.
Goals?
Goals?
You want some goals?
Would you like some goals?
So, my goals
for nail related things, not much of anything is going to change. I'm going to be completely honest. I'm pretty happy with my Instagram posting. I love my Instagram collabs. In fact, I finally joined the Rainbow Connection collab, posted in part by our friend Jeremy at Acula Nails. And my first color is blue. So I'm excited about that. And so far as like, you know, nail polish, I want to try and keep it chill. I've been doing okay about only buying a few polishes from Polish Pickup each month. And then, of course, continuing to collect Holotaco. And outside of that, I'm waiting for sales for a lot of the other brands and stuff. And even then, not buying, in my opinion, too much. It's still a lot of polish, but not too much.
You've definitely cut down, you know, as I think we've said in other podcasts or maybe just like in stream or something, you know, you used to get like, you know, a few collections a month, I would say.
Some months more than others. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And you've definitely cut down.
Yeah. Well, my collection's finally reached a point where I have a dupe for most things. And I'm happy because, yeah, when I was collecting like crazy, it was like it was because everything was still new and like, you know, like, oh, I don't have this. And now I'm like, okay, I have something that works for this. Or I'm buying polishes for a different reason besides the actual polish. So like the Star Wars collection that Mooncat put out. I love Star Wars, so I wanted to get one to commemorate. Old Danny would have had a very hard time not getting the whole collection, but now I'm okay with that. Outside of Holo Taco, I can buy partials instead of full collections and be perfectly happy.
That's good. That's good. I mean, I think we all need to be paring down a little bit. Maybe not all of us. Maybe not every single one of us. You know, if you just buy like one polish a year, if you're Charlie Bucket and everyone else has bought 100.
Yeah.
And you're like, I have one.
You can treat yourself.
Maybe not you. Yeah. Do you have any other goals that are not nail polish related this year, Danny?
So content related, I want to up my YouTube game, which I was making some videos there for a while in early December. And then my office is now under construction with new tanks and things like that I'm setting up. But once those are done, I do hope to get back on it and be a lot more consistent with YouTube uploading. I'm so bad at being consistent with content creation, but yeah, that's my biggest thing in 2025 is to actually get a schedule and keep it as much as possible. What about you?
Yeah, so as far as nail goals go, I mean, I guess the big thing I'd like to do this year is kind of reinvigorate my passion for nail art. Mm. And, you know, maybe not nail polish because, yeah, I don't really need more nail polish except for the basics. And I do need to place an order with like Orly for a few of my like standard polishes that are getting a little bit crusty towards the bottom of their bottles. Mm. So there's that. But yeah, just pushing myself to do more interesting stuff. And I also would like to get back into YouTube. I had somebody comments on Bingo actually that they'd like to see me post more, even if it's less edited. And yeah, like it's so silly. It's so silly, but this is like kind of me in a nutshell. The reason I kind of took a break from YouTube is because I had set up that I was going to do a video about the Fifth Element. I was going to do a nail polish collection or a curated collection for the Fifth Element. And I went through all of the steps. I chose the polishes. I swatched the polishes. I did all of that. And I went, sat down to write the video. And I realized that like the Fifth Element is just exceedingly superficial and does not hold up to scrutiny. And I didn't know what to like say about that. And I think it's been long enough that if I did want to go back to that video, I could probably just like pop it out and not care too much about it. But I just felt like I had left on like the Midsummer video, which is like the most proud I've ever been on a video. And then I was just like, I don't even know what to say about the Fifth Element. This movie rocks and sucks at the same time. So yeah, I would like to do more of those. I really do like making videos. And I know that a lot of people really enjoy the combination of like film commentary and nail polish commentary. And I really enjoy it too. I really enjoy making those. Mm-hmm. So I would like to do that. And also I'm considering making some videos that are not nail polish related that are actually like mini painting related, because as everybody knows, I've been mini painting nonstop now for a while. And I'm really loving it. And the biggest thing is that it's a thing that my husband and I do together. Mm. And like nail polish is really not that for us. And that's just like a thing that I value more than almost anything else. So it's been hard to kind of like drag myself away from that. But yeah, I do love nail art and I love our community. So I really want to like get back into doing more nail stuff.
Yeah.
And having a good time with it. So that's my goal for nails.
It's just do them. Hey, it's a good
do
goal.
Them more. Right?
A good goal. Yeah, I broke my pinky nail and I have not painted my nails since. I've just been so like, it's amazing how one little nail break and all of a sudden I'm just like, ugh, I can't stand to paint my nails. And I need to get over that hump too. Like, all right, come on, let's, I'm not gonna cut the rest of them down. It's just the pinky. It'll grow back. It'll be fine. But yeah, sometimes it's hard to get inspired, especially when, you know, you hold yourself to a really high standard. We don't have to basket weave polish like Kodachi, though. We don't have to make, you know, hour-long YouTube videos and stuff. We just got to make. I think you're the one who said that all the time. Like, we just got to keep creating. And it can be hard to push yourself, but we'll push each other and it'll be good.
Yeah, push me, BB.
How about, do you have any life-related goals for 2025?
Life-related goals? I mean, there's plenty, I suppose. Like, nothing that's, like, particularly concrete, mm-hmm. but I've been on this, you know, mental health journey and this DBT course I've been taking, and it's been really amazing. So I want to, of course, finish my DBT course. Mm-hmm. And then I think move on to the, quote, advanced DBT course, which I wonder what emotional regulation secrets they've been holding from me.
They're only for the advanced class.
Yes. Well, they turned me into an emotional regulation wizard. We shall see. But yeah, DBT, I've talked about it a bit here, dialectical behavioral therapy, and basically, it's just learning coping skills that I think a lot of people don't learn throughout their lives. And some people don't have very strong emotions. In fact, I recently had an argument with a friend who the argument was based off of, I had very strong emotions. They did not. But we were like talking about the same thing and couldn't see each other's point of view.
Yeah.
But through DBT, we were able, you know, I was able to be like, let's take this a step down. Let's talk about this. And now we're, you know, even closer, I would say.
That's good.
So, yeah, it was great. So, yeah, I am one of those people that just very emotional about things. And so that's been such a blessing, learning how to cope with my emotions, both positive and negative. Mm-hmm. Like, I've had to use my skills. One of the skills we've learned is that if you are, like, spiraling out of control, if you're super angry, if you have an emotion you just need to put a pause on, mm-hmm. that you just need to, like, you know, sometimes I'm sure a lot of people can relate, you'll be feeling something so intensely that you just cannot stop and smell the roses. You just cannot get out of that. Mm-hmm. It's just like literally dunk your head in a bowl of ice water. Literally.
Hey, you know, because yeah, there was a moment I was just thinking about very recently where I just could not stop being anxious. Like, I was just panicking for no reason. And, like, you know, my poor husband was trying, but, like, not an easy thing to manage. I will try that next time. I will be like, go get me ice.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna.
Yeah. I've heard about people taking that to, like, family meetings and just, like, doing it right there in front of everybody. And power move.
Power move.
Absolute power move. So, yeah, like, wow. I had to do that a while back. And it was because I was too excited about something. I couldn't get myself to calm down because, like, something had happened in my life that I was like, this is so exciting. But, like, it was uncomfortable. Like, I felt uncomfortable in my body about how excited I was. So yeah, I had to do it. And yeah, I recommend anybody who's interested to check out DBT. There's videos. It's really easy to kind of, like, do yourself, but it's been so great for me and so great for, like, all of my relationships. I would say that since I've started really focusing on that, my personal life has really changed for the better.
Good.
So yeah, I just want to keep doing that. I just want to keep feeling good, keep feeling confident in myself. And that's my big personal goal for the year. What about you, Danny?
I talked about this at the end of Bingo a little bit, but I'm really going to focus in on the smaller goals, smaller chunks of goals. Because yeah, I have these long-term goals for my house and, you know, getting it cleaned up and decluttered and, you know, not like a full renovation, but, like, you know, painting and stuff like that. We've lived here for a long time.
Yeah.
And I've never painted these walls the color that I want them to be, you know, like things like that. Things about my health and financial circumstances and things like that. I really want to pay off those dang student loans. I'm tired of them existing. So, you know, kind of big goals. But my focus is going to be every 3 months. We're going to do some small chunk of goal that is manageable within 3 months. Because I think That's why a lot of New Year's resolutions and things fail. A year is just too long. Like, mm-hmm. you know, and if you set it for January 1st and you fail by January 5th, you feel like you failed for the whole year. And that's ridiculous. You're 5 days in. You know what I mean? I always thought it was stupid and weird to start goals on January 1st because most of us are like off work. We're not even in our normal routine and we're trying to start new routines. No, stop it. Sit down, eat the leftovers from Christmas and chill. It's okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, my bullet journal system, I go by quote seasons. It's not true to the seasons. It's just every 3 months I call a season. So right now I'm in winter and winter is December, January, and February. So I'm still technically in like the middle of a previous goal setting season, which means that I have January and February to kind of practice my New Year's resolutions and things, which is such a big relief. So technically, my New Year's resolutions won't start till March. And it's going to be things like drawing every other day or something like that, because I really want to improve my drawing skills. I'd like to really improve my language skills. Like, I've been doing Duolingo for German. Hang on, let me open it up and see what my streak is. I have a 1,488-day streak. But I don't think I could have a conversation still. I really don't think I could hold a conversation. So I'd like to actually learn German, maybe even a little bit of Japanese, because I want to start traveling in the next 3 years. Like, actually traveling, not just driving to different parts of the U.S. Yeah. to visit family. I'm so over vacations that are just visiting people. So yeah, some pretty lofty goals that I think are still doable if I focus in on the small chunks. 3 months at a time, building up to those big things. I think I can do it. I'm excited.
I think you can too. You're very much the kind of person who's like, if I put my mind to it, I can do it.
Yeah.
That's how I view you anyway.
Oh, thank you. I really like memes for inspiration. I don't know if we're going to keep this in or not, but there's this one where it's like, if you fail, just yell the F word, get back up and try again. And I really live that.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, that's so good. Like, I know that's such a basic concept, but like,
ever since we started the decluttering thing together, it's kind of dawned on me. It's so stupid. Like, it finally dawned on me that simple things are simple for a reason and they work. Like, you know what I mean? Things yeah. don't have to be complicated. Like the container method. Mind blowing. What if something doesn't fit in a container, you have too much? Like, ever since that, I've been seeing the world in like much more simplified, you know, if it fits on a meme template, that's good.
Yes, I so agree. I so agree. And like, it's funny that you should say that, because like, simplicity for me, and as somebody with ADHD, but I do think that this is something that could be great for people without ADHD as well. Like, simplifying my life has been so good. There's been so many things that I have just really simplified. Like, how do I really, like, kitchen tools?
Yeah.
So I am not necessarily a person who's like, I can't have any unitaskers or whatever. That's, you know, there's plenty of unitaskers that I absolutely love, mm-hmm. like my garlic press and stuff. But I need every single item in my kitchen to be simple enough that A, it is easy to clean, mm-hmm. and B, if I leave it dirty for a long time, I can still get it clean later.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like, I have broken rice cookers because, like, I just left them and they started growing their own Whoville. It was pretty gross.
Did you play God with the rice cooker?
I did play God with the rice cooker. Nobody won, Danny. Not a single person won. I'm so sorry to all the life that was lost. I finally threw out that rice. You know what? Actually, I threw out the whole rice cooker. It might still be out there.
Yeah.
It might still.
They've got their own culture. They've got their own stories of their time Godspeed. With you.
But yeah, if I leave like a random pot, just like a metal pot to just fester and rot,
It can be
cleaned. I can get that clean again.
Yeah.
It can be cleaned. So just things like that, just like being like, no, if it's too hard, if I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to own it. I'm not going to have it. Forever, I've organized my nail polish just by brand and bottle shape and not worried about color, not worried about alphabetical order or anything like that. Just went like, this is what makes sense to my brain. Mm-hmm. And if it's too hard to put away, I'm not going to put it away. Mm-hmm. And yeah, my nail polish overall gets put away.
That's perfect. Yeah. Ever since I did my Helmers by color, it's made doing nail art so much easier because I'm like, I want a blue background. Oh, let me just open the blue drawer. Who cares? Like, there are no lines in my Helmers. It's all just, they're all standing up for the most part. It's not just like total chaos in there, but yeah. And then I have my little swatch dots on the top. So all I have to do is like look down and be like, that one. And it's perfect. So yeah, keep Perfection. It simple, stupid kiss.
Yes.
That's it.
The kiss method. And really long tongue. That's also a crucial part of the kiss method.
Yeah. Eye makeup, long tongue, keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
That's the perfect spot for a cuticle break.
All right, everybody. We are going to take a cuticle break. And when we come back, we are going to answer some audience questions. So stay tuned. Hey everyone, it's Stephanie, and I'm just here to say that the Sticker Shop is up and running. So head on over to our Sticker Shop on Ko-fi, link in the description, to get those high-quality, waterproof, two-lacquered ladies and fanatic your stickers you've always wanted. Stickers ship for the same price whether you buy one or 100. We ship worldwide at a reasonable price, and each order comes with a personal note from me. And now, back to the show. All right, we are back. We are moisturized. We are in our lane. We are thriving. And we have some audience questions. So, Danny, why don't you read that first audience question?
Yeah, this is from our friend Lily in the Discord. If a polish could perfectly capture something, what would you want it to be? Like a color or a feeling it invokes or something like that. Steph, what do you want to capture in a polish?
Well, mine probably is not particularly subscribing. Hello, please subscribe. Mine is not particularly surprising, but I had an idea because I was like, what do I want to capture? I really want a nail polish to capture the perfect, quote, Memphis look. And by Memphis, I mean that 90s look.
Yeah.
That 90s pattern.
Yep.
I have it. I have it on my phone. I have the Love Handle Fresh Prints handle on my phone if you want to look that up. But, you know, squiggles and triangles mm-hmm. and circles with lines through them all put together in front of some background. I want that in a polish.
Yeah.
I just want more 90s, 80s weirdness.
I want to be able to hear Windbreaker rubbing against each other when I look at your nails.
Oh. Yes.
That terrible.
I want the wind to be broken by my nail polish.
No, I love that because we get really excited about funky glitters, and I don't think little triangles and little circles and little squiggles would be that hard to put into a nice, like, neon jelly base, like, or even as just a topper over a neon. Like, it wouldn't be that hard. Come on, guys. Let's make it happen out there. Polish makers.
Somebody do this. Somebody make me a Memphis polish, please.
Well, I guess it wouldn't be the polish makers so much as the glitter makers. Yeah, the glitter market. Can we get some demand for some Memphis shapes?
Yes, give us Memphis.
I want water. I want depth. I want ocean water specifically with all the little bits in it. I love it when a nail polish gives you depth. When it looks like an optical illusion, when you look at a flat, well, relatively flat nail, and yet it looks like it's 1,000 layers deep, that makes me happy. So I remember watching some little like short from Pixar or something about the making of Finding Nemo and how they made the water animation with all the little like bits floating in it. You know, it's not perfectly clear water. Mm-hmm. It's not murky water either, but it's got so much depth to it. I want that in a polish. somehow. I don't know exactly how that would be achievable, but I've seen it done with some jellies and, or I should say crellies, I guess, with different glitters and stuff in it. So yeah, I want something that looks really deep on my nails.
Wow, that's so deep.
That's so deep.
It's so deep. I think that'd be lovely. And when I read in the notes, because a little peek behind the curtain, we have notes.
We have notes.
We have notes. It said Finding Nemo effect. And all I could think of was like a really beautiful blue polish with little orange flakies in it. And I kind of want that.
That would be pretty too. I'd be cool with that. Yeah, if I could paint like two layers of a polish and it looks like a coral reef. Like automatically with all the colors and layers and things like that. Yeah, that's what I want. Give me that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great question. Thank you, Lily. We have time for a second question from our friend Lacrodactyl, who asked, as a big fan of Pruglies, what is your favorite Prugly polish? What Prugly polish do you think is absolutely unmatched in the polish world? And if you were to create a Prugly polish, what would be your dream nasty polish? Stephanie.
Well, you'll find that my answer is surprising and varied. So my favorite Prugly polish is my favorite black polish, which of course is Bulgaria. I love her. Do you have her right on your table?
I do not. That is one polish I don't own. I was looking for a recent addition from Jure Couture that I was going to talk about. Just getting that ready.
Oh, I'm very excited about that. Yeah, Bulgaria. It's named, I believe, for beluga caviar. It is an Essie. It's from their Encrusted Treasures collection that came out, I think, in like 2012. My mom bought me a bottle of that well before I was ever into nail polish. And she was like, oh, it's a cute black with glitters in it. And then I was like, Mom, this is not cute. This is horrific.
This is asphalt.
But... This is asphalt. This is like caviar asphalt. Mm-hmm. And it sits like asphalt. But then, you know, I fell in love. Mm-hmm. I fell in love. It surely didn't have anything to do with the fact that the back of my fingers, or just my finger, my fingernails now were very abrasive and it felt really good on my eczema.
Hey, use what you got.
That was part of it. Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, I just fell in love with it. And then I did a big purge of my nail polishes. It survived. And I have two bottles of it today. And unfortunately, neither of them are particularly usable because they're so thick. But yeah, I have them. What Prugly do I think is absolutely unmatched in the polish world? Why, that would be Bulgaria.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, 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 surprise. Yeah, it's Bulgaria. I think Bulgaria is so fun and so cool and so weird. And I've said everything about it already. It's so good and I love it. And nobody has made anything like it because I'm sure they all look at it and go, why would anybody make anything like that?
Why would anyone do that?
Who would do this? They touch the ground and they say something's happened here. It has. It sure has.
They touch the wet asphalt and they're like, Essie's been here.
This could be a nail polish. Yes. Yeah. This could be a nursery. And if you were to create a Prugly polish, what would your dream nasty polish be? Well, it would be a Bulgaria that's not all crusty and dried out.
Yeah. It'd be a fresh bottle. Would you want it in a different color?
Theoretically, it is in different colors because it came from a collection. But those are, I think, even harder to come by because they aren't, you know, notably popular for being horrible. They were just kind of baseline horrible and everyone's like, ew, why? But then Bulgaria was like, wow, you're, look at you.
Look at you.
You're just the worst.
I'm going to keep you. Sorry from across the room. You nasty little thing.
Yeah. This is my nasty little man. This is my Blorbo of my nail polish.
That's awesome.
Like, I just want to put you in a situation. But But yeah, so I would just want a fresh bottle of Bulgaria. I just, if I had Bulgaria that never went crusty, I would be wearing it like 24/7. So there.
There you go. That,
Bulgaria, a love letter.
I've never had the pleasure of painting my nails with Bulgaria, so maybe one of these days I'll try one of your crusties. We'll get a few crusties out just for me to try.
Heck yeah.
What is my favorite Prugly polish? The first one that comes to mind from my personal collection is Bigfoot Believes in You by Night Owl Lacquer, which could be argued is not a Prugly. It's like a beautiful forest floor, but it's a little ugly. Let's all be real with ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, it's a acquired taste when it comes to big flakies in a brown jelly. You know, I love it, though. I think it's delightful and it brings me joy. And the name just matches it so perfectly.
Yeah, like Bigfoot always just makes me think that he's smelly and gross. Mm-hmm.
Damp.
And the polish doesn't. Damp fur and other, I don't know. I don't want to be Bigfoot. I respect you.
Yeah.
But I don't want to interface.
I love Bigfoot stuff. And it really started when my husband and I first got together in college. And I don't remember exactly how it got brought up. I think he had a couple of friends who would go squatching every now and then, you know, go out and look for Sasquatch, go look for Bigfoot. I don't know if they were serious about it or if they were just having a good time in the woods. Either way, I want to go. I think it would be fun.
Yeah.
And I jokingly, but I guess a little too dryly, said that I believe in Bigfoot. And that was a red flag for him, but he didn't want to make a big deal out of it, but it just like lived as a rent-free red flag in his head for a long time in the beginning of our relationship. And finally, he cracked and he brought it up again. And he's like, do you actually believe in Bigfoot? And I was like, no. Like, what are you talking about? But yeah, so now I have an affinity for Bigfoot stuff. So our Christmas shirts this year had a Bigfoot on them. Our friends got so us cute, like matching Bigfoot little tin mugs for camping, as well as a squatching guide, like one of those fold-out maps. I love it. So I have a soft spot in my heart for anything Bigfoot, including an ugly polish. But admittedly, recently added to my collection was Jure Couture's Vibes, based on a beautiful woman vibing. And it is ugly. It is like a antique gold-ish color, but it's a magnetic, so it almost turns clear. Almost. It leaves like a gray tinge where the magnet's not. And lovely. Then it's filled, yeah, that alone. Sorry, ugly. But then it's filled
delicious
with these little circle glitters in like neon orange, pink, purple, and blue. Like, absolutely does not go.
Why'd
with
you do it, Jure?
Yeah, well, what they were I think going for is the answer to number two. What Prugly polish do you think is unmatched in the polish world? Pineapples Have Peelings Too by OPI, which I do not own, but I do own Vibes by Jure Couture, which I feel like kind of fills that void for me. I don't think anything besides Bulgaria is as famous as Pineapples Have Peelings Too for being ugly.
I think Pineapples is more famous, TBH.
Yeah. Bulgaria is more iconic because like textured polishes are such a rarity. But yeah, Pineapples Have Peelings Too. Everyone has strong feelings about that. I don't know anyone who's neutral on Pineapples Have Peelings Too.
The closest we get to neutral are the people who are like, I must come to the defense of this OPI polish. Which, no, you don't.
No.
You don't need to come to OPI's defense.
No, OPI is fine. They, in fact, they probably don't care.
They would rather you make fun of their polish than just ignore it.
All right. And finally, if you were to create a Prugly, what would be your dream nasty polish? My dream, my absolute dream is a fur polish. I want a paint polish on and it goes down looking like wet fur and then it dries and gets fuzzy. I don't know if this is chemically possible without, you know, a lot of cancer causing agents. I feel like asbestos might give me that texture I'm going for. But yeah, that would be.
Come on, legalize asbestos.
I want to be able to paint on fur onto my nails and just gross everybody out.
I'm just imagining you getting a bumper sticker that's like wall insulation and it just says like legalize it.
Just a picture of me eating some drywall. Legalize it.
Legalize it. Like, no, why do you want that?
Yes.
I just have the idea it'll get a fur polish for me. I don't know.
I just want fuzzy nails that make people uncomfortable. That's all I want, especially if my nails are long. Oh, long, fuzzy nails, just to watch the world burn.
You know what that would be so perfect for, Danny? What? When we're holding space together.
Yes! And I rub your nails. Yes. I will cut my nails into the Linry cat head shape. You will pet them with my fuzzy polish. Yes. And then the world will absolutely be at peace. That is how we'll achieve world peace.
That's what I wanted.
That's what I wanted.
That's what I wanted. All right. I want this show to be over.
Okay.
But it is time for us to say goodbye. So, Danny, why don't you take us out?
Thank you all so much for listening. Please check out our YouTube channel and leave a comment with your favorite moment, a story to share, and of course, any questions you'd like us to answer in future episodes.
Be sure to check out Danny and I on Twitch, Instagram, and YouTube. I am Fanatic here. She is Danny Shout. All of our links are in the description. Join us next time when we keep it simple with a Gene Simmons makeup tutorial.
Stay lacquered.